Good evening, denizens of Internet Wonderland. I hope my voice finds you well. Welcome back to my home, and very much long-awaited, seeing how we haven't been recording in 3 weeks, but this is Cheshire's Place. As always, I am your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. You can always find me in my small little corner of Internet Wonderland by clicking a like on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, a looking glass on logical madness. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. If you ever want to drop a line or say hi or give any thoughts or suggestions for upcoming episodes, feel free to email me at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and I'm always going to say Twitter, not X, not Y, not Z, not AAA, whatever it's called nowadays, at Place Cheshire. For behind-the-scene antics and shenanigans, and there will be a couple, because I did find a very interesting word for D-Twizzle for the corruption of D-Twizzle tonight.
Oh.
This one came about on accident. But for all of our behind-the-scene shenanigans and fun, you can always take a look at us on TikTok at Cheshire Place, which now we are a business account on TikTok, which means I'm going to be doing some lives as well down the road. Maybe next week, maybe tomorrow. We'll see what happens. But, and also, we're still working on our Instagram page, and there's going to be a lot going on during the break while we improve upon this. And you can find us on Instagram at Cheshire Looking Glass. But anyways, I do have to apologize for us not recording. Busy schedules. I mean, the majority of the cast was involved in Goosebumps, Phantom of the Auditorium. We did have Fastlane. We did have Wrestle Dream, which we were going to do episodes for that, but once again, scheduling. Then, of course, just life in general. I mean, work-related. Then, of course, people not feeling well. I mean, a lot of things do happen.
Story of my life.
But I am happy to say that now we can get back on track with a little bit of that spooky feeling. Because tonight, we're going to be discussing something that is near and dear to all of our hearts, more so Sally's. And that
totally
is...
Totally decked out for this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, she wore the Chucky...
Chucky socks. Jason leggings.
But anyways, if everyone is familiar with the movie Chronicles of Riddick, there was a specific game that him and Amara played, which was called Who's Your Favorite Killer? And now we're going to be discussing our favorite killers, i.e. those wonderful slashers, the misunderstood miscreants of murder, the sadistic sadists of, you know, we'll just go with sadistic sadists because I don't know what other S we could add on that. But that works. But the cold-blooded movie and TV killers that we all enjoy. Now, this may be within the realms of both thrillers, suspense, supernatural, hell. If there's a genre, there's a killer or a slasher in there somewhere. And I almost feel like slasher support from TikTok, but then again, I don't have that cool voice or the mask. Shout out to slasher support. I wish I could remember your TikTok page, but I'll remember it eventually. I'll probably look it up during the break. But I almost forgot. It's been a bit. We have to do some introductions. So, first introduction that we're going to start off with. So, first person I'm introducing, she is one of the Sirens Trio who is having an argument with the Mysterious Sphinx right now over the rights of the music. Even though it's just reused from Epidemic Sound. Shout out to Epidemic Sound. She is an actress. She is a director. She is the first lady of Internet Wonderland. She is my better half. She is my other half. Let's give it up for Miss Sally Stitch. Sally, how's it going? And I'm glad that you're feeling a little bit better. You've been feeling under the weather as of late this week.
Yeah, meds are terrible. They help you, but they're terrible at the same time.
That they are. But it's perfectly fine. Because we're going to make sure that you have a good night tonight. Now, of course, as it is a Saturday, we have to get a little... Oh, wrong song.
That one.
Yeah, not that one.
He's not here right now.
No. Mind you, JJ Walkies isn't with us right now. He's actually
hanging out with my favorite color.
Shout out to Shout out to JJ and Sally's friend Gray, who is in town.
Gray Dorstrom. His real name's Wallstrom, but we call him Dorstrom because it's fun.
We'll have to have you on the show the next time that you come visit. But anyways, it is Saturday. You know we have to get into those sexual feelings. Because this man is the international authority of the stage. He is the silver-tongued devil. He is the sexual chocolate of Internet Wonderland, tantalizing the juices and pleasures of all the single ladies out there, especially if your name is Nikita Lyons, Raquel Rodriguez. If you're from the country of Brazil, or if you just have that fat badunkadunk. Let's give it up for D Twizzle. Hey D, how's it going?
I'm doing really, really good today. Glad to be back on the show. So it's
been a while.
Yeah, no, it has. It has. I mean, yeah, it's like you said, it's been a little bit of a whirlwind last couple of weeks. So,
and granted, yeah, there are some episodes that we're still going to end up doing. You know, there's a few interviews that we didn't get a chance to do, but we will be making up for those. Yep. And there's a couple episodes that we did miss out on that we will be either making into minis, which I finally figured it out. The minis will actually be played during the hiatus. Between season 7 and season 8.
Okay.
I think it'll be easier that way because, mm-hmm. I mean, we always seem to film a mini here and there anyways. And
right.
we can just put and pop them up there like once a week and still continue on. So I think it makes more sense that way. Unless if my mind is just going a little because it is spooky season.
Spooky!
But anyway.
It's my favorite time of year. Officially. I mean, all year is spooky for me, but it's officially for everyone.
Yeah.
Granted, the majority of the TikToks I've been sending Sally have been related to spooky season.
And all I have is boo baskets on my feet.
And I'll be making you a boo basket, I promise. Oh, wait, I almost forgot. We do have to introduce our fourth co-host for the day.
My music.
But we won't be playing the music because I don't need any more arguments between y'all two. So she does come from the mind of our good friend Winston Roundtree, who, if you want, you can support him on Instagram at Winston Roundtree. You can actually go to WinstonRoundtree.com, and also you can go on to his YouTube page, which is Winston Roundtree. He does have a new animation show that's going to be coming out pretty soon. The pilot is out for it. What was the name of it again? It was
was it? I don't know why I keep on saying like hello Satan. No, it's not hello Satan. It's dang, I should know this. It's
that was like an undercover devil.
It is definitely like an undercover devil.
Here, let me...
Secret Satan. There we go.
Secret Satan.
Secret Satan.
And I felt bad the last time I recorded because I couldn't remember the name of it. But yes, go on YouTube and check out his new animated show, Secret Satan, which the pilot came out...
About a month ago.
Yeah, and it's fantastic.
Yes.
But she is from his original creation, Subnormality, where she actually is the star, as much as she wants to tell us that she is. Let's hear it for the mysterious Sphinx. Sphinxy, how's it going today? No, we're not going to go out for pancakes later.
Yeah, this
I
is.
I mean, I could get behind that.
Yeah, but most places that have pancakes are going to be closed by 10.
I was going to go for chicken wings.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with chicken wings. Mm-hmm. I mean, chicken and waffles from Slim Chicken sounds pretty good, too.
No. Oh. Yeah, let me know how that is. I was kind of skeptical about it at first.
I've had it before. It is actually very delicious.
Oh, okay. So
I just have to be careful about the syrup that they have, you know, being diabetic and everything, which, yeah, personal update for those who don't know. I actually recently, last month, was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And since then, I've actually lost about 12 pounds and face is looking slimmer and everything, and which, who knows, whenever I do a live on TikTok, y'all will be able to see, but... A little skeptical on that, but improvements are happening, and I'm happy for it. Been active. What was that, Sally? What?
I said, now you remember, he's mine.
No one's going to try to take me from you.
Mm-mm.
Who aside you wants this?
There's more people than you think.
And they're all on her hit list. That's the reason why she was late today.
Well, you
like I'm so tired from murking.
Give it all away. God, I was keeping it secret from him.
And this is why we're doing the slasher episode today, folks.
It ties into the episode.
Exactly. But yeah.
I did say that my services weren't cheap, so.
Mm-hmm. Fine, I'll give you cuddles and head pats tonight. Will that cover for payment? There we go. Negotiation at its finest, folks. But anyways, a lot to talk about. But I do want to talk about some pressing news because, as y'all know, Logan Paul and KSI had their boxing matches where Logan Paul faced off against Dylan Danis,
mm-hmm.
and KSI faced off against Tommy Fury.
Okay.
So I actually looked at the results here, and Logan won his fight.
Oh, damn it.
Due to disqualification.
Oh, okay.
Because Dylan, like, they went up to 6 rounds.
Yeah.
Dylan Danis only threw, like, 2 punches per round. So Logan was already winning in the cards. But at the end of the 6, that's when Dylan decided to put Logan in a guillotine.
Oh.
So it was through disqualification. But Tommy versus KSI is surprising. Tommy won, but a lot of pros feel that KSI was robbed.
Oh, wow.
Because KSI was throwing more punches that were connecting. And granted, both of them were taking some extremely questionable shots at each other. Like, Tommy was hitting KSI in the back of the head. KSI elbowed Tommy. There was a lot of shenanigans going on, but they may actually run that one back.
Okay. Get behind that.
But yeah, the end of the match with Logan and Dylan, a big brawl broke out in the ring. Like a huge brawl. Matter of fact, let me bring it up real quick. Just that ending part, because I was extremely surprised by it. Actually, I wasn't.
Was Logan confused and thinking he was at a WWE event?
No. This was Dylan that tried putting the guillotine on Logan. Because, mind you, this was very personal between them because Dylan was bringing up fiance stuff. So this was highly, but, you know, Logan somehow, according to his words, he was the professional. He forgave Dylan a long time ago and wanted to come from a place of competition and not personal vendetta because he was going to kill him and blah, 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 blah. So...
this is like, and basically we're saying this all with a bunch of air quotes.
Yeah. I'm saying it with a whole bunch of air quotes because, yeah, it sounded like some absolute bull. Oh, wait. Before I finish that, we are going to be using the off the rail clause at this point in time because at any given point in time, we will probably be using some colorful language whenever discussing some of our favorite slashers. Because, I mean, if we even go to some of the worst slashers, i.e. The Shocker, remember that movie?
No.
What? You never watched this Shocker before?
No.
It's about a convict who died via the electric chair during an electric storm.
All right.
And he became like an energy ghost hopping through electronics and television, killing people.
So he basically became a freaking Marvel supervillain.
Pretty much. Pretty much. It was Electro before Electro really hit the screen.
Yeah.
The electric gremlin.
Yeah.
Could jump through things.
It was funny. And also, gremlins would be considered slashers in their own way.
Well, you know,
we'll talk about creatures later, but.
Yeah. When we get to that, I came across some stuff that looked like a rule list for it, which, I mean, depending probably more so on what Sally thinks about it, see if this actually holds some actual weight. So.
Okay, so we'll go off that list.
You're like such a professional.
No, yeah.
All right, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to play what is on ESPN.com or on YouTube, which is the melee ensues at the end of Logan Paul versus Dylan Danis. So let me rewind this. Let me go here. All right, there would probably be a
with Nurtec ODT, I can treat.
There we go.
Because, you know, I still haven't gotten YouTube Premium. I have medical bills to pay for, unfortunately. Damn diabetes. But anyways.
Yeah! Him while he's down!
Context.
Yeah. All right, so this is the ending of the sixth round. This is where Dylan tries to go for a double leg, and he gets knocked down, and then he puts Logan into the guillotine. Right there. Boom. He missed the double leg, then went up, tried to get the guillotine, and Logan tried going for the hammer fist, and he biffed it. But let's continue this, because I want everyone's opinion on this bullshit here.
Him while he's down. And here we go. Logan out to a brawl. Security storm the ring. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's Andrew Gallant and Ring Bones all over again.
Literally became a big deal.
This could get really ugly, guys. There's a lot of bad blood there. As you said, Jake Paul, bottles are being thrown.
Yep.
So this is the thing, because after reading this, especially this part, people were talking about that Dylan hardly threw any shots during the match, but threw more shots at the security guards. Now, mind you, yesterday, whenever they did the press conference for this, Dylan attacked Logan with a microphone.
But I chucked it at him?
No, because they did their little talking and everything. Then close to the end, whenever they're about to leave, Logan threw a bottle at Dylan. Dylan grabbed the microphone, went up, and just, bam, hit Logan in the face. And you notice that there was some swelling up in the face in the area that he got attacked in. Jeez. So.
Could have freaking, they could have stopped the whole fight from happening, you know.
Which a lot of people are speculating that Dylan did that just to be disqualified, because if he didn't have to fight, he wouldn't have to give up his fight purse.
I mean, it's a roundabout way of trying to do it. I mean, yeah.
Well, but also remember that right now, Logan Paul's fiance is trying to sue Dylan for all those pictures that were leaked.
Okay.
Defamation of character, stalking. Mm-hmm. But also with this, because of the attack, even though they did fight, Logan could actually file a lawsuit against Dylan for assault.
Yeah, because I think at that point they'd already rung the bell and everything, saying that the match was over.
No, no, not during this.
Not during, during that? During the
press conference.
Yeah, because he could have.
So there's a lot of mess with this.
Yeah.
And there's no telling, because Logan is that type of vindictive son of a bitch that would do it. And
very Bush League. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, it is Bush League, but at the same time, I mean, Dylan did bring this on to himself. Mm-hmm. And mind you, I don't like neither one of them, because both of them pretty much scam people due to cryptocurrency debacles and everything. And both of them are pretty much the same person. They're extremely brash. They're extremely cocky. They're opinionated. But now the question is, aside from the potential lawsuit by Logan, do they run it back in MMA?
Oh, please let them. I was saying, in the words of, what's his name? Ken Watanabe, let them fight.
So this is the thing. This is the agreement that they had. If Dylan lost, he would have to forfeit his entire fight purse, which estimates for the buy rates and everything, he could be walking out with a good close to $2 million. Possibly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But with the lawsuits and everything else going on, I mean, he's going to be way too broke. He's going to be bankrupt trying to fight the lawsuits. So for him, this was a lose-lose situation. Either he fights, wins, and then have to forfeit that money to pay off lawyers, or fights, loses, forfeits his fight purse, and still have to pay for lawyers out of his pocket.
Damn, sad state of affairs there.
It is. So what are y'all thoughts on this?
Honestly, when I'm just looking at the highlights and stuff, it's just, I don't know. Like, for me, I'm always kind of against Logan Paul for a lot of things. I ain't afraid to say that I got bias against it and things like that. So looking at this fight, I think the thing that frustrates me, it's no different than when you get, like, NFL football players trying to, like, punch each other when they got helmets and stuff on. I'm always in the opinion of, like, that's what you have. That's what you're playing the game for, is to freaking knock each other out. You know, it's like, it just seems so freaking bushly to, like, oh, I'm going to put you in this hold and now I'm going to try to actually hit you, even though we just spent the last 5-6 rounds kind of quasi, you know, trying to do it, but also trying to, you know, avoid hits and do, you know, trying to box and do all that stuff. But
right,
it's just, you know, it's just like, oh, now you have all this energy and willpower and all this stuff and this vendetta and this motivation, you know, if Dylan had that same type of fire, then he definitely should have been able to win this match. But he kind of screwed himself over by putting homeboy in a darn illegal maneuver, and then just makes a bad situation even worse. You know, I'm just like, come on, man.
Oh, no, it gets better. Because you didn't have the chance to watch the pre-show, or not pre-show, the weigh-ins and all that. Now, there's been a lot of issues, alleged issues, with Dylan's substance abuse. And mainly his, I shouldn't say substance, alcoholism. Because after he fought his last fight, he pretty much spiraled down. He has issues with alcohol. There's a high possibility, allegedly, that he came to the weigh-ins extremely drunk. So there's a lot going on with this man. He's a man that, I hate to say it this way, but he needs to get back on track. He needs to figure out his life and what he really needs to do. Especially if he wants to try to run this back with Logan under MMA rules. And Logan, for all intents and purposes, yes, he did say on the post-fight interview, which I could play it through, that he is a WWE superstar. And he challenged Rey Mysterio for the U.S. title. Okay. So, a little bit of foreshadowing.
Yeah.
But
Saudi blood money, here we go.
No, no, he isn't confirmed for Saudi blood money. Yet.
Yet.
I mean, they still have...
They love him, so they still have,
like, a couple of weeks left until they do that. But also, he challenged Conor McGregor to a boxing match.
No.
No. Because Conor was training with Dylan Danis leading up to this match.
Oh, are you serious? Damn. Yeah. Come
so,
on, Dylan.
Yeah, he had some choice words for Conor. And Conor actually on Twitter replied and actually said a few things, which we'll get into that another time because I don't feel like reading what Conor said. But already the wheels are turning. And with Conor going back into the pool for USADA to go back into UFC, which there's a huge debacle about that, which USADA at the beginning of 2024 will be cutting ties from UFC.
Hmm.
So there won't be any doping testing from USADA.
Oh, wow.
USADA is actually going to be doing testing for professional fight league. So there's a lot of stuff going on with that where Dana White wants to sue USADA because there's a whole debacle with Conor McGregor coming back into the pool. It's a lot of mess. We'll save that for another time, maybe a mini, because this is going to be some hot button stuff for a while. But anyways, let's finish this up real quick because what Logan says is kind of interesting. And this is the call out to Ray and the call out to Conor.
And an easy win for Logan Paul, but not without some late drama. He threw more punches at the security guards than he did in this fight. That is ridiculous.
Oh, sorry. So that was it. At least for that. But here's the post-fight interview, which is about 4 minutes long.
Wells Fargo.
Mental note, I'm just going to go ahead and get YouTube Premium. That way we can avoid the
commercials. Little commercials, I know. Sorry, listeners.
Thank you very much, Todd. I'm here with the winner, Logan Paul. Jake Paul by his side. Logan, it is finally over. A bizarre fight.
Okay. Pause.
The hell did he just say?
Ariel, I won something. Let's go. Because mind you, every time that Logan has boxed, and he's boxed what? This is his fourth one? Because he faced KSI, he faced a couple other dudes, and now Dylan. And he did win, officially. Even though it's a DQ win. So I guess it's that old saying that a victory is a victory. Go ahead, say it.
I'm sorry. It's almost like as if that's, you know, it's kind of like when you're watching wrestling and someone comes in with distractions and shenanigans, you know, and they cast that spell. It's like, yeah, you won, but like no one's really, you know, it's going to be like, oh yeah, I remember when he beat Dylan. No, I remember when he freaking just screwed himself over and got it. I don't count it as a win.
Because it isn't.
Yeah, it's like you might as well just be like in that, just have a column for the DQ.
Technically, like
an asterisk.
It should be an asterisk, but you know, let's have the man have his victory for once, because Lord knows.
He needs one.
He needs something. And did y'all take a look at his fiance?
Yeah, she's kind of mid.
I was about to say she looks like a pencil, but you know.
No, I mean, that's some people they tend to go for. I'm like, how are these?
Like, no offense, actually, plenty of offense.
Plenty of offense.
Plenty. So,
It is finally over.
Because I know that there's going to be some Logan Paul stans that possibly listen on this show. Mind you, I already used the off the rail clause.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not going to go the route of Dylan Danis and completely like shame the fiance here, but you know, here she is right here wearing this black dress. I mean,
oh
yeah, that's her. I'm going to play a little bit more before they kiss.
A bizarre fight.
Ariel, I want something. Let's go.
Congratulations.
See? Right there. Like,
well,
I mean, she's pretty.
She's actually just wearing a garbage bag.
It does look like a garbage bag.
It does. I mean, granted, she's a model
wrong
and everything.
Wrong type of fabric.
A little bit of history on this one. This is the one that Leonardo DiCaprio recently broke up with, keeping, you know, his streak of dating them until they're 24 or 25.
Yep.
And
he's like the reverse Woody Allen. Well, no.
I know where you're going with that.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, don't get me wrong. She's pretty. But at the same time, she has a manlier jaw than him. Opinion?
Nothing really. She's like any other model. She's no Cindy Crawford. She's no
Raquel Welch.
Yeah. Hell, she's no, who's the other famous one? Brooke Shields, Beauty. Some of these people are just like generic. Yeah. Nothing about her really stands out.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hell, Cara Delevingne. Yeah, Delevingne. Even she's just light years ahead, so whatever.
Look, I'm saying Marissa Tomei is still hot for being in her mid to late 50s, so. But anyway, did y'all notice that he's wearing a prime chain?
I do now.
He's wearing a diamond-encrusted gold prime chain.
I really wish Dion could trademark that, but, I mean, it's probably not. But
well, you have to think. Prime, I mean, Deion Sanders, Coach Prime, okay, cool. But he was in the NFL, he was prime time.
Okay, so I think that got trademarked, I'm sure.
Yeah, that did.
Okay.
Because not only that, I mean, he also played baseball, too.
Yep.
All right, let's continue this mess.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations on winning, Logan. Can I get your immediate thoughts as you kiss your fiance, Tina? Can I get your immediate thoughts on that bizarre fight and, of course, the very bizarre finish?
He's supposed to be good at jiu-jitsu. What happened, bro? Stuffed the takedown. Tried that.
Almost forgot. Mind you, Logan does have a background in wrestling because he wrestled in Iowa. But also, leading up to this match, he was actually training in jiu-jitsu with one of the greatest pound-for-pound jiu-jitsu players, Gordon Ryan. And he actually called up Gordon Ryan during the press conference. Not only that, but he also called up Chris Hansen from To Catch a Predator. What? Yeah, we'll discuss that during the break. We'll discuss that during the break. And trust me, you'll have that wow moment. But let's go ahead and finish this.
Try to do a guillotine. I'm sorry I missed that hammer fist. Ooh, that would have been good. But dang, I'm sorry I ended that way, y'all. Dylan Danis truly is a coward, just a dirty, dirty human being. But regardless, thank y'all for coming out tonight. Goddamn, Manchester.
Thank you, London.
It's so beautiful seeing y'all here. I want to give a shout out to my team, my family, everyone who helped me, man. This camp was so hard. Dealing with a guy like that was not easy. He is a true demon, a true coward. And I want to give a thanks to the most important woman in my life, next to my mother, of course.
Right,
my beautiful fiance. Wherever she is, baby, I love you so much from my heart and soul. I can't wait to start a family with you, live the rest of my life with you. And I got a message for anyone going through some shit. Because these past 2 months have not been easy. Sometimes the devil will make his way into your life. He will try to break you down spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally.
Yeah.
But you rely on your support system.
Why does this sound like
a stupid motivational?
I was about to say a bad 12-step program.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those speeches.
Yep. You got to pick yourself back up, you know, and believe in yourself. And then, you know, have people who love and support you and get away from all those naysayers. And just like, what?
Oh, sorry.
Sorry, what?
I had to wake up.
Are you done jerking off?
Oh.
Just like, come on, man.
Quit jerking off in the basket and just go.
Right. Never stop, never stopping.
No retreat, no surrender. All right, let's continue this bullshit.
You believe in yourself and your character. Yeah, you trust the people around you and you be resilient.
Let's go.
You be fucking resilient. And no amount of darkness can overtake you, I promise. I promise.
Wait a minute. Even on his gloves, it says Prime.
Oh, jeez.
On the knuckles. Look, I understand that him and KSI are the faces of Prime. Yes, they have majority stock in Prime. Do they actually own Prime, technically? No. But name
branding
is just insane. Next, he's going to get a tramp stamp that says Prime right on the...
Probably does already.
I don't even want to think about that. Jesus Christ.
That or else it's somewhere else, and you only see PR at first.
It's probably right below his belly button.
In that case.
Yes.
Because Aphrodite's not here. All right. We might as well finish this torture real quick, and then
This is not the part I signed up for. I want to talk about the killers.
I know, well, but
not become one.
This will give you the motivation to.
Yeah, I know, but also, let's just go ahead and do this.
It's right.
Stop you! Stand up for yourself. Stand up for your loved ones. You look the devil in his eyes, and you do what I did tonight, and you eliminate that bitch from your life.
Yeah,
let's go, baby.
Logan. After everything you did and said leading up to this fight, how frustrating was it that he just wouldn't engage with you?
So I'm gonna be nice now. I forgave Dylan before this fight started. It was the only way to attack this fight without emotion, trying to kill him, trying to be aggressive. But I mean, damn, he called himself a real fighter. What are we talking about? What are we talking about, real fighter? Hey, Conor McGregor, you see that? I took your bitch, put him on a leash, you took him for a walk. What's a real fighter now, bruh?
Mine is next.
I know you guys talked about MMA. Do you have any interest in rematching him in MMA?
If Dylan pays me his whole purse like he agreed, I'll agree to my thing and I'll do him in MMA as well. But like he saw, he stuffed the takedown. He couldn't choke me out. But I'll be honest, this is a hobby for me. My true passion, y'all know it. I'm a WWE superstar, so I'm going to be back in the WWE. There are some champions.
Notice the plug for WWE.
Yep, shameful plug.
You know, he probably got paid extra for that. Just to mention that he's a WWE superstar. He probably got paid extra by that.
I mean, don't you have to actually, like, I don't know, maybe win a belt or something?
Oh, no. Let's continue this. Because we'll pause after this comment.
Chips there I want to get. I got my eye on something. I got my eye on someone. I'm an American boy. And I want that U.S. title.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Rey Mysterio. Woo! I already beat you once, brother. And I'm coming for that U.S. championship.
Yes,
let's go.
Wow. Okay. Calling out.
And we'll stop right there. Anyways, thoughts on Logan Paul's little tirade here?
Oh, gosh, man. This dude's such full of crap. I bet you. But granted, all the WWE writers are just like, crap. Now we got to freaking try to write this into existence. How the hell are we going to. Ugh, damn it. They're doing our jobs. He's doing our job for us.
Self-promotion is the best promotion. You have to remember that. Just in case for self-promotion, remember you can always drop us a line on Cheshire's Place. At CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Cheshire's Place, Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. You can follow us on TikTok because we'll be on here on there after the break doing some snippets and maybe a little bit of live as well. but you can follow us on TikTok at Cheshire Place as well. So feel free to contact us. Anyways.
You can always catch us at Mouse River Players too at Miracle on 34th Street.
Oh, ooh, yes. Nice plug. You want to toss in the dates for that too?
It's the weekend before Thanksgiving and the weekend of Thanksgiving, whatever those days are.
Which we'll figure all that out.
I don't know math right now.
But anyways, let's continue with the thoughts. Anything else you got to say on this, D?
I honestly just hope Rey Mysterio beats his ass.
6-1, you know, his ass.
They write it as to where it needs to be because this is just getting ridiculous. He need to be going after freaking Dom Dom.
He ain't going to go after Dom Dom.
Oh, yeah, because Mama Ripley will have something to say about that.
She was feeling oozy, though.
Yeah, she is. We'll discuss that another time, too, because we do have to do another... another wrestling-esque episode. So, but anyways, Sally, what are your thoughts about this wonderful limerick from Logan Paul?
I try not to think about him.
Best answer ever. Mm-hmm. But anyways, I think we covered that.
He just
that.
Needs to go away forever.
Mm-hmm. That he does.
He just needs to shut up and go away.
Yeah, he does. So
worse than, well, no.
No, go ahead, say it.
I was going to say, it's just almost like freaking Jason Voorhees. He just keeps coming back.
Actually,
Every time you think he's dead, he just keeps doing this now.
No, because Logan Paul is lame as hell. I'm going to go with the Rock and Roll Killer off of, what was that movie? Slumber Party 3? Slumber Party 4? I think it was 3.
Slumber Party 5, the last go-around?
That almost sounds like Spin the Bottle. But anyways, we're going to take a small little break just to detox our minds from the Logan Paul insanity. And when we come back, we're going to go start with the corruption of D-Twizzle, because it's been a long time for that. And then we're going to hop in our topic, which is slashers. So we'll be right back. Cheshire's Place, a looking glass in a logical madness. As always, I am your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. Alongside me, the first lady of Internet Wonderland, Miss Sally Stitch.
Yo.
And the sexual chocolate of Internet Wonderland, D-Twizzle.
All right, let's do this.
So, right now, I'm on TikTok through the computer, and I'm trying to see if I can actually go on live here. Hold on one second. I mean, there's an option for live. But it looks like it may be the exploring the live videos.
Oh, okay. So it's like you're watching other videos.
So I'm going to have to do a little more research on that.
Okay.
But that also means that eventually we should be able to do live on, at least through my phone for this. So, hold on one second. Anyways, I have to go on TikTok anyways.
Yeah.
Because it is time for one of our favorite segments for Saturdays, and granted, it's been a while since we've done this, the corruption of D-Twizzle. Let me see how do you go on live through here?
You know what was so interesting? Talking to Aphrodite. So with Aphrodite and JJ, and we were talking about the last one that we did when she was here, and it was just funny just looking at the reaction that JJ had in regards to that last one.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Because we had to explain this to Nicole because she was unfamiliar with this term, the mulch bagging one.
You actually told someone.
No. Aphrodite did.
Of course, Aphrodite will bring that up.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm just like, wow. This is, you know, I'm like, I forgot all about that until that happened. So I'm just like, man, like, the more you think about it, the more it's just like, wait a minute. Why would you even, how are you going to convince the same person or the person to come back, dig up a body, and then just do all that other type of stuff? I'm like, come on. Just probably came from like a mind of a psychotic 12-year-old or a, whatchamacallit, that Robin King thing we were watching off of Variant Comics.
Oh, God, that's right. So right now, folks, for those who are actually listening, we're actually live on TikTok right now. So I don't think anyone's really going to find us on here too much, but it would be nice. I guess I could invite people to watch TikTok, something weird like that. Matter of fact, let's try this. There we go. Might as well. Yep. Might as well.
So I guess now we'll, what, everybody's going to be able to see it?
Yeah, pretty much. We're officially on live. Oh, actually, someone did. Actually, quite a few people are joining us on live.
Oh, my God. Whoa. So, the internet people.
So, mind you, folks, this is the first time that we've actually been live with the show.
It's real.
So,
it's real. Don't panic.
Yeah, don't panic.
I feel like Michael Scott from The Office.
No kidding. So, welcome, everybody. This is Cheshire's Place, The Looking Glass and Logical Madness. I am the host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire, right now. The camera is on Miss Sally Stitch.
Hello.
And D Twizzle.
Hi. or should I say, where are all the white women at?
Woo!
Really?
No, there's a running joke behind that I have to tell you about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so
hi.
But anyways, right now you actually caught us not only going live for the first time, but this is going to be one segment that we do called The Corruption of D Twizzle.
I'm D Twizzle.
Yep. He is D Twizzle. So, mind you, we do normally do what's called an off-the-rail clause. So, that means during this point in time, we will be saying some things with some colorful language. Oh, thank you, JoJo, for the love already. Thank you.
JoJo? Oh, it's happening.
JoJo?
So, yeah.
JoJo?
JoJo was a man who knows.
No, not that JoJo.
Oh, okay.
Oh. No, but so this is our segment called The Corruption of D Twizzle, where we actually go on Urban Dictionary to find a word for D Twizzle, pretty much to corrupt him, because he's actually one of our most innocent members here.
Yeah, the only
he's
that's wonderful. Missing is, yeah, the only thing that's missing is like a lollipop and the little, you know, this, blonde drinks.
I have a lollipop in my purse if you want.
But it has to be like those big ones that you see, like the little boys.
Yeah, this one's just a blow pop.
Yeah, see, you know, it's no fun.
So
it's not that kind of show. So, and it's watermelon.
Yeah.
Watermelon's my favorite.
Actually, I'm going to turn the camera this way. Geez. There we go. Much better. So the word that you're going to look for in Urban Dictionary, and folks, if y'all want to take a look at this word as well, y'all are more than welcome to. Yeah, you can do it at home. The word is Colorado campfire.
Colorado campfire. Sound like an old country song.
You wish.
All right, Colorado campfire. I'm just typing it in the site right now. Okay, Colorado campfire. It's the act of stuffing a marshmallow up a girl's asshole, and then proceeding to fuck the marshmallow deeply inside her, like one was loading an old Civil War musket. Then, upon finishing inside said asshole, the female is asked to evacuate the contents upon two eagerly awaiting graham crackers it is considered rude if the cracker is not consumed afterwards. Ugh. Rude to whom? To whom? To whom? Yes, to whom, not to who.
And already we start this first live off with a bang. So once again, folks, if somehow y'all are offended, we did use the off-the-rail clause. But it could be a lot worse what we say. So, D, how are you feeling from that one?
This is so...
wrong?
Wrong.
Evil? Like,
very, very evil.
That it is. So...
Well, they have a sentence here.
Are you sure you want to read the sentence?
Not really, but, you know, for the millions and millions of fans on TikTok, I must do my obligation and subject myself to even more humiliation. All right. So the sentence says, last night, my girlfriend made me give her a Colorado campfire. It was delicious.
Oh, jeebus.
Oh, you can also get a Colorado campfire mug. Huh.
I think you can pretty much get a mug for every word that they say on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is kind of weird.
But they have like the innocent version of it, which is basically the name of a restaurant. Also a campfire that you build in Colorado. But that's not the definition you were really thinking of, is it?
No, it wasn't. No, so, it wasn't. Sally, your thoughts?
It's the worst thing
ever. That is...
awful.
It's rude if they're not consumed. Like
Yeah, that is true.
Old Civil War musket. That's what got me, sent me over the moon.
That's the one thing that got you over the moon.
Yeah, the silver musket. And then you're supposed to sit there and just put it on just
wow.
Oops.
But anyways, so folks, aside from that insanity, welcome once again to our first live for Cheshire's Place, Looking Glass and Logical Madness. We've been doing this officially since 2020. And we've increased the cast of characters and done a lot of things. So this is a big step for us, you know, coming from just being voices, which you can find us on Spotify for podcasters, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Samsung Music.
That one too.
You can find us on a lot of platforms. And once again, it's Cheshire's Place of Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. So thank y'all for joining us for this because, we're kind of nervous.
I'm not nervous.
Yeah.
I'm used to being under pressure.
Yeah, we're theater people. We get this.
Yeah.
Well, this is my first step, so.
Well, I thought we were going live all those other times.
No, we just recorded. You know, I'm
oh, yeah, that is a big difference.
But anyways, tonight's topic that we're talking about is slashers. And we have a plethora of slashers we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those who are supernatural, so Freddy, Jason, those who are more thriller-based like Leatherface.
Oh, he's a slasher.
He is a slasher.
Slashing cash.
He's not a thriller. He's a slasher.
He is a slasher, but I'm talking about the genres of movies.
That's still a slasher.
Okay, fine, slashers, but anyways, Sally is our expert in all things slasher movies, also, Dee actually has a list of rules for this.
Yes, let me pull that up real quick, because these list of rules I think will be able to help set the groundwork for everything that we're getting ready to discuss today on the rest of the show. So, let's pull up the three ground rules, and this is coming from courtesy of Pace Magazine. So shout out to Pace Magazine. And let's see. The three rules. Defining a slasher movie. So, number one, slasher villains are human. So they can't be like, you know, aliens or xenomorphs, or they can't morph into a monster or a beast lacking human consciousness as a werewolf or a predator does. Number two, slasher films have a body count, so slasher villains are never one and done. They need at least a modest group of potential victims, and they often need to rack up a few early kills to establish both their modus operandi and threatening credibility. Peace. And number three, home invasion movies are not automatically slasher movies. True. So many home invasion movies such as The Strangers or Hush share common elements from a slasher genre. The killers in both films wear masks, for instance, but in both cases they're stalking a single woman in the confines of her own home, violating the group nature and body count rules necessary to slashers. So, let's keep those in mind.
All right, so how do y'all want to kick this off?
So I'm going to roll through a couple of people who I've kind of picked up, and then a couple of folks who, you know, depending on how people feel, you can basically kind of determine if they're considered slashers or not. So,
all right. So who do you got first?
All right. So this is I'm going to hold on to this one because I want to use this as a special one. But the first one off the list is our favorite Ghostface. Ghostface from the Scream movies. I mean, I think I saw mainly like the first two ones, but Ghostface in and of itself is like an ode to like the classical ones that came out, you know, decades before it. And for it to come back out in like 96, I think for me, it was a big role because that was kind of like the first like modern slasher that I can like, you know, was basically alive for. And, you know, they had their little the catchphrase, you know, what's your favorite scary movie type of thing. So, it's the 90s. It was, you know, an homage. And I don't know if you say you'd enjoy a slasher, but I wasn't necessarily bored, you know. And then they try to make it, you know, like, oh, look, we have a twist and everything like that. And
it's in like Shyamalan done right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Wes Craven.
No, it's just Wes Craven being awesome.
Well, that too.
Shout and that out. Shyamalan wanted to take from him.
Yeah.
Okay, that, okay, that okay. Thief. Corrections. The slanderer, you know.
Yeah.
But, all right, Ghostface is a good start.
Mm-hmm.
Ghostface is actually a very good start. Because
Scream like is a perfect start because it is, like, it's, like Dee was saying, it's the most current, redo of a slasher that has been made for this age, with the whole meta part of Scream with Randy being like, oh, you gotta know all the rules from the horror movies.
Right.
It was like the perfect rekindling of horror for right. the 90s. And it's still going today. It's why we've gotten so many more great horror movies to date.
Yep. Yep.
That is true. So, all right, Ghostface, great start. So, Sally, who you got?
Oh, we have to start with Michael Myers. He was the original. Thank you, John Carpenter, for your brilliance throughout all of the years. Michael Myers, just being known as the Shape for how long, and that's what he's credited as in the movie. It's not. It's just brilliance. It's my favorite horror movie ever. The 78 one is, but the new ones are just as good in my opinion.
Right.
I love them all.
Yeah.
But Michael Myers has become just such a staple. I mean, even if you forget all of the middle sequels where they turn it into the family drama, the Curse of the Thorn, all of that stuff, he's just a brilliant stalker.
Right.
Yeah. Definitely something else. Like, I remember I saw the 2018. I remember seeing the 2018 version, naturally, in theaters. And I guess it was just so weird by just the fanfare that came behind it. I mean, that's the one they, you know, brought back Jamie Lee Curtis and everything. And then they, you know, threw in Judy Greer, of all people. I was just like, what? Oh, man, I kind of have to go check it out now.
She's also a Scream Queen, too.
Yeah.
From what?
She was also in Cursed, the werewolf movie. Yeah. I want to say that she was in, she's been like the parent in some other movies. She's been in, I know she's been in more. I don't know if you want to consider Jawbreaker as a horror movie. It's kind of like a.
It's a thriller.
It's a comedy thriller type thing because they kill somebody accidentally.
Yeah. Oh, and it's like it's a like dark. A yeah, it's one of those like dark comedy.
But like, I mean, she has her foot in all of that, in that genre. So,
because we're talking about, like, Wes Craven-esque slasher movies, we have to go with Will from I Know What You Did Last Summer.
You know, that was one thing that was on my list, because I'm like, well, technically, it is a slasher movie, and it's one of those movies that, I mean, hardly anybody ever really talks about anymore. You know, I didn't even know what to call the bad guy. I just call him the fish hook man.
He's the hook man. He's a hook man.
So,
yeah, like, I actually am one of those that really loved I Know What You Did Last Summer. It was right up there with Scream when they came out. I was like, yes, this is great. Because you have Buffy Summers in there, of all things.
Yeah.
She's not the final girl. And it's just wonderful. I love it.
So, out to everyone that's joining us on live, if you have any favorite slashers that you want to bring up during this, feel free, drop a message. Let us know. What slashers do you want us to talk about as well? We already mentioned the Fish Hook Man from I Know What You Did Last Summer. Ooh.
Oh, what happened? Did we get blocked already? Damn.
No.
You got a sponsor.
I wish. Michael Myers and then Ghostface.
Ghostface Killer. Those are the ones we brought
up so far. Yep. So those are the first three that we did.
Yeah.
Ghostface, Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Fish Hook Man from I Know What You Did Last Summer. So, what other slasher can we bring up?
Well, we can go with, you know, just kind of stick with the OGs. You know, you definitely got to throw Freddy Krueger.
But he's a...
He's supernatural. He's more
supernatural.
He is a slasher.
But he was human. Oh, yeah.
He was.
And he was a murderer when he was human.
Okay.
Yeah.
But,
all right. So
his body count mostly comes from dreams. Supernatural time.
Yeah,
gotcha. Okay, so with that one being,
well, he's amazing.
Yeah, but yeah, true.
He's
Well, what about Jason Voorhees then? Because he considered.
So the thing is, Jason is still considered supernatural, but
he was human in the second one.
Yes, because he was still the second
alive.
Yeah, because in the second one, he did start the killing as a human.
Yep.
Yeah, dang. Yeah, that does.
And then he just kept coming back from the dead.
So.
Deadite.
Yeah, true. The Deadite theory, which holds true. Yep. So that means, folks, listeners, if y'all know of any slashers that are considered supernatural but would be considered human slashers before making the jump to supernatural.
Candyman.
Yeah, we got to talk about Candyman too.
Candyman would be as well.
Yeah. But technically, are we going to go more with the modern Candyman or the original? Because
I've seen clips, but never actually watched the original Candyman. I didn't even see the new remake either.
You need to watch it. You need to watch all of them. Except for the third Candyman, because that one was garbage. Mm. No offense to Tony Todd, but...
Tony Todd's really...
Yeah, Tony Todd's amazing. But aside from that, I mean... The first one and Farewell to the Flesh and the newest one that just came out are amazing movies.
Oh, there was the Jordan Peele one was decent.
It's damn good.
It's right out there if you want to watch it.
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
Candyman's out there?
No, he ain't out there.
Over okay. So we can watch it.
Okay, cool.
Good movie, though.
Oh, okay.
But, all right. So, yeah, we could actually go with Freddy Krueger because he was human. He was a murderer.
But most of his body count in the movies is supernatural.
Right.
He doesn't kill. It's all as supernatural. So.
Okay. What about this one? This one, Babyface from Happy Death Day.
Because that would actually count.
It's a time, more of like a time loop.
And the thing is, they're only going after her.
So
he's not really, it's not really a slasher because
he's
targeting the one person.
Well, technically, true. Happy Death Day to You, the sequel, because, I mean.
The sequel they're going after more.
Yeah, so.
But the first one is.
So technically, the character of Babyface would be considered a slasher.
I haven't seen the second one, that's why I didn't.
Saw the kill count on it. It's more campy than anything else because it's time jumping and paradoxes and
a
lot of weird stuff. And like the lead girl from the first one is still in it. And she pretty much has to kill herself to rewind time to figure out who's the new baby face is. Yeah. So it's kind of weird that way.
Yeah, which kind of brings me up to this next one. So this next one, well, that is unless you
have. You got one, Sally?
When wouldn't I have one?
Of course.
Leatherface.
Yep,
we do. Based on an actual serial killer. So, yes, slasher.
Yeah, what's that? Yep. Ed Gein, right? Ed Gein.
So we definitely do need to talk about Leatherface.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Leatherface, you know, actually, underneath my couch, there is the tripod stand for this.
I don't know where.
Under the legendary casting couch. And more, Kim, it's not a casting couch. We're not that type of podcast.
What the heck?
So while they're getting organized here.
Tell us about Leatherface.
So Leatherface, yes, is based off real-life serial killer Ed Gaines. Gain. Thankfully, Sally's here to correct me for all my slasher knowledge. But the wonderful thing about this is that actually the creativity of Leatherface, of the character, and they've definitely fleshed out the character more.
But that original movie is still so iconic. Like, the way that they did it, the fact that so many of the reactions that you see on stage or on the screen are real because they would wait until they were ready to shoot that scene for them to see Leatherface the first time. Exactly. Or know exactly where he was going to be coming out.
Oh, nice. This is somewhat the 70s version, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You
know, the...
It's super creepy.
The good version.
Well, my introduction to Leatherface, what was it? I think it was the 2005.
Was when you were a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog. Yeah, so it was that one. So, like, I liked that one. Just because it was very visceral, but they, you know, had like the family.
Was that the one with Jennifer Beals?
I think. I thought what's her face? Do you mean Jessica Biel?
Jessica Biel, sorry.
Yeah, that's the one. It was the one with her in it.
Sorry, folks, while I'm trying to adjust this. Mind you, I barely thought about the tripod here.
The only thing with that one is... They took it away from, like, organic creepiness to trying to make it all jump scares.
Yeah, they did.
That was my issue with that one. I have to say that, like, the opening scene with the girl was creepy until it was just a shock value of her pulling a gun out of her hoo-ha.
Oh, yeah. That's what freaking...
Because in the original one, you've got the guy they pick up, and he just randomly cuts his hand open and just starts shoving it in his faces, which is way creepier.
That it is. All right, now that I got this tripod set up as best as I could, and mind you, this is our first time doing this, and I do apologize once again, but... Thank y'all for being patient while we do this. Thank you for the likes. We're at 130 likes.
Jeez.
132 likes. I wish we could keep up with all these, but this is our first time doing it.
Yeah.
And once we come up with a better system, I'll be able to acknowledge everybody who is sending likes. So thank y'all very much.
Yeah, we should be doing like the, what's that, the TikTok girl? Yum, yum.
We're not doing NPC stuff. Yum, yum. No.
Oh.
No. No offense to anyone that does NPC work. Y'all are amazing. Y'all are extremely creative. I love y'all.
Yeah, creative.
But there is no way that any of us could do it.
No, I don't look good enough.
I definitely don't look good enough.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're talking about, so I don't count.
But anyways, you know, back to slashers, because there's a lot that we could cover. I mean, we covered Ghostface. We covered Michael Myers. We covered Leatherface. We covered the Fishhook Man from I Know What You Did Last Summer. We covered Babyface from Happy Death Day. What about My Bloody Valentine?
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who was that just called? The Miner?
Yeah. Yep,
now, Miner. I never saw that movie. I know they came out like a 3D version, but I have... The only thing I know, what I think the movie is about, is a couple of like kids who are trying to go in some coal mine to try to find some gold.
Yeah, it's a coal mine. Yeah,
it's
coal mining city.
Yeah, then
something happens, and there's a terrible incident that happens, of course. And then it's a twist of who the killer is, because it's like one of those where they don't realize it's him until the end kind of thing.
Oh, okay. One of those things.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Nice, nice.
Oh, one thing I did want to mention now, I just watched the first of this, like, three, basically an anthology series. It's called Fear Street. That's on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I watched the 94 one. That's the first one that I saw. I honestly thought it was, like, an actual, like, season. But I'm like, man, this is one long-ass episode. And it's, like, an actual movie.
Yeah, it's
Oh, there's more people on here for the live.
Oh, wow.
How's it going, folks? How you doing? No problem, no problem.
Oh, wow.
Just like, y'all have a good this? One.
Yeah, they like, dialed in?
So awesome.
Yeah, they dialed in.
Jesus.
Trying to figure out how to dial out.
Oh, wow. Hopefully they're not doing anything weird. Watching something with their kids or something.
Muted it, but...
Okay.
Trying to figure out how to dial out from that.
Okay. Well, you're figuring that out. So, so with Fear Street, so I've seen it on Netflix and I never really like paid that much attention to it or anything.
Hold on. One second.
How do you act?
Oh, there we go.
All right. Sweet.
We did it. We did it for us. Thank you. Yes, but
sorry about that, listeners.
Actually, no, that was fun. At least I'm learning new stuff while using TikTok. But anyways, back to Fear Street, and then we're about to get back to the slasher conversation. But yes, Fear Street is amazing.
Well, Fear Street did have, well, I don't know who the slasher really was in that, but there was a body count.
Yep.
That's the thing.
The thing is since you
no, haven't, I haven't seen the
since you I've haven't seen the other parts yet.
Yeah,
this doesn't really count in the slasher fear.
Thing
because it's supernatural.
Okay, it's a supernatural element.
Yep.
Now that I think about
it, but it's so good. Okay. Like it's exactly what anyone who had read any of the Fear Street books growing up wanted to see in a movie. It was the goosebump type story, but for the real horror fans,
because
it was actually bloody and like good.
Yeah, that's what surprised me. But
like, oh man, her head going through that bread slice.
Yeah.
That was just like, oh
wow, I didn't think they're actually gonna show that, but they're just like,
that's why
I felt so bad.
I was just amped up goosebumps just like it was for the readers.
Yeah, I was just like, man, I always felt so bad because like the kid in there, he finally got to first base.
And
then he just yeah.
So before we continue on our conversation relating to stalkers, slashers. Stalkers will be another genre that we talk about later. Just for as a reminder, you can actually look us up on Facebook on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass into Logical Madness. You can follow us on Twitter at Place Cheshire. Of course, following us on here on TikTok at Cheshire's Place. You can also email us with suggestions for upcoming episodes, especially leading up to season 8 at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. And yeah, just thank you for all coming on. It's greatly appreciated. Yeah. We're still at 132 likes for our first time being on live. That's awesome. I thank y'all very much for that. So,
I wonder if my cousin Nikki found us.
Probably not. I haven't seen it. I mean, there's a lot of people hopping on. And I thank all of y'all for hopping on. It's greatly appreciated. Yes. Right now on screen is the First Lady of Internet Wonderland, Miss Sally Stitch, and the Sexual Chocolate of Internet Wonderland, D. Twizzle, for this Halloween-esque episode, which we were supposed to be doing a lot more of this month, but scheduling and everything. So I'm happy that y'all are here with us for our first time. But back to stalkers. And as always, chat, if y'all have any stalkers that y'all want us to bring up, please put it in the chat list. That way we can see who it is y'all want us to discuss. We've already discussed quite a few. So who else do we have on the list? D, you want to kick us off on another one?
I was looking at it. I'm like, well, I can't use Chucky because.
Technically, yes.
Yes.
Because
technically, yes.
Because he was Charles Lee Ray before he put his soul into the good guy.
It's still him as an adult, too.
Yeah.
It's just he's stuck in adult body.
Yeah.
Okay.
And which, in that essence, technically Tiffany would be considered as well.
Yep.
So now that also leads into...
But they were also killers before they were dolls, too.
Exactly. So now that actually does lead into the question, would an AI like Megan be considered a slasher?
No, I think it's too technologically based for it to be, because she's basically like an algorithm that went haywire. So she was created rather than her being an actual...
Well, same with... It's the same with the remake or the reboot of
Chucky, yeah.
Because that one was also AI. It wasn't just...
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
But it was... Yeah. It was still good.
It really was. So,
and having Mark Hamill singing the best friend song, like,
yes.
So great. Okay, I guess you could see that.
We do have to give it up to Mark Hamill for that, though. We really do. All right, so Sally, who you got for us?
Leslie Vernon.
Oh, Leslie Vernon.
Yep, Behind the Mask. It's a mockumentary horror movie. Like, there's this slasher, Leslie Vernon, that is being followed, and they're doing a documentary on how he's a killer. And then he's like, he talks about having to find that final girl and how to do all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns out that the person that's making the movie is actually the final girl. It's so good.
Oh,
yeah. Huh. And they actually show another slasher in training, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting.
Yep.
Speaking, I guess, people in training, I guess the next question is, do you consider Jigsaw as a slasher?
So this is the thing. And
it's so hard.
And chat, chime in on this if y'all want. Talking about Jigsaw, the Jigsaw killer from the Saw franchise, would he be considered a slasher?
I would lean as no. Only because he doesn't actually do any of the killing. He puts them in the trap, and it's their choice if they
live or die.
Go through with it or not to get out of it.
Yeah, I guess it's more like a psychological horror.
It's a paradox on this one. It really is, because, yes, he did come up with these elaborate traps.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he isn't the one actually doing the deed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's his machinations, but at the same time,
people have been able to get out of them, and they are a workable thing if you're willing to give up, like,
your humanity,
whatever it is. Yeah.
Like, one of them was like to give up a pound of flesh.
Yeah.
Know? So, like, to figure out, like, which body part could you live without?
The ass.
I don't have an stomach ass to start with.
Stomach. I could definitely cut some fat off of that.
Yep, exactly.
Yep.
So, but he does come up with things that you can get out of.
Right.
And and if you get out, he doesn't go after you again.
Right, exactly.
So it's not malicious. It's the learning and being appreciative of your life thing.
Okay. It's a moral story.
But it's also gory, wonderful fun.
That it is. So, all right, Dee, your next one.
All right, so this one's going to be kind of a cool one. I'm going to go with Sweeney Todd.
Yeah.
Okay, you know what? That is a good one.
Yeah,
that is a very good one.
It is.
I actually like that. I like that. Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, probably.
Boo-hoo.
Damn theater
probably
kids.
Probably Splisher.
Yeah. Anyway, Sweeney Todd, yes.
Yeah.
Like, and Barbara Fleet Street.
Yeah, no, I had no idea, like, going, like, when I was first exposed to it, I was in high school, and we were watching, like, the Angela...
Angela Lansbury and George
Byrne. We saw that version, and then that was, this was before, right when the Johnny Depp version came out. And I was just like, wow, this is, like, one of my top musicals ever. So and
I
want to
direct it so bad at NRP. Yeah.
It is just amazing, but,
That whole song, Joanna... It's just when you listen to it, you don't know, like, you've never seen it, so you don't know what's going on. You're just like, oh, this song is so beautiful. He's singing about missing his daughter.
Yep.
And then you find out, like, watching it, But, like, the whole time he's singing that song, he's just murdering people by shaving, right. Like, that are coming in for a shave. It's just so great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I also, just for help a little bit, I did look.
We need help?
Well, Rotten Tomatoes, because they actually have a list called 25 Essential Slasher Movies. And the reason why I brought it up is because, you know, I mentioned this killer in the Slumber Party Massacre. Mm-hmm. That's the movie I was thinking about, but they had sequels to it. And the third one being more supernatural with the Rockabilly Killer with the drill bit on the end of his mm-hmm. guitar. But the original Slumber Party Massacre is the one I was thinking about. Oh, so okay. That's the only help I really needed, was trying to remember the name of that movie. So once again, chat, if you can think of any slashers that you want us to bring up on this episode of Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and a Logical Madness, drop a line in the chat, because, you know, we're just having a little bit of fun with this. And as I said, this is our first time doing this. So, D, your turn. What slasher you got?
Let's see. Well, no, I think I did the last one. That was Sweeney Todd. So
oh, yeah. So, yeah, Sally. Your turn.
Yeah. Start thinking.
I'm trying to think of what I was watching recently.
Oh, okay.
But I was watching Friday the 13th. I watched that last night because, you know, it was Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
But he's a deadite, so he doesn't really care.
Deadite. Really doesn't. Yeah. I mean,
the first one he does, but then afterwards, yeah.
Yeah.
Can go with Norman Bates.
Norman Bates. Yeah, I didn't want to take it since you was on your list.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, Norman Bates but from Norman Psycho, Bates. Yeah. The original. Well, the originals 1 through 4, mm-hmm. and then the remake that had Vince Vaughn. Yeah.
That doesn't even sound like it. But you know what? Speaking of Vince Vaughn, I think he redeemed himself. There's this other. It was a twist on Freaky Friday, but it was just called Freaky.
Oh, that movie.
I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
I also have Psycho Gorman at home and I have to watch, and I haven't watched that yet.
Psycho Gorman, like, I saw the kill count for it. It's interesting.
I want to watch it so bad. I haven't yet because I was like, I don't want to watch it, but I'm like, I'm too tired and I don't want to fall asleep on it right now. So it's finding a time to watch it where I'm like ready.
Yep. I got it. So another one for my list. Now, I haven't seen this movie, but I heard a lot of people were talking about it within the last year. It's this movie called X. It has
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Pearl.
Yeah.
That's another one I have at home that I haven't watched yet.
Yeah, I've been.
But like because I've been trying to find X first so I can watch that one, because then I have the origin story for it at home.
Okay,
which is Pearl. So yeah, I want to. I want to watch it, and I don't know where I can watch it.
Amazon Prime?
I don't have Amazon Prime. Damn it.
I have Amazon Prime. Yeah, I know where that's coming. Well, we have to do a movie review anyways sometime. Which, as of right now, movie reviews are technically on hold, unless if they're independent movies due to the actor strike. But anyways, so, D, your turn.
All right. So, this is an old one, but... I don't know if this one counts, but the person from Urban Legend, I think that was.
Oh, yeah. He does count.
He does count? Okay.
She, sorry.
It was a woman.
It was a woman.
We also have to remember the sequel.
That was with the sister girl was in there.
Yep.
She's like, Urban Legend, my ass.
Uh-huh. So, Urban Legend would be, and they actually have sequels to that one, too. That's the thing.
Still?
Yep. What was that one horror movie that had David Boreanaz in there as the killer?
David Boreanaz is in a...
In a horror movie.
Huh.
Hold on. I'm on it.
Crack research team. Engage.
Because I remember David Boreanaz being in a horror movie, and he actually turned out to be the killer.
Was it Mindhunters? No.
No, the God.
Valentine.
Yep, Valentine. There it is. Valentine. That one was a good one.
I haven't seen that one.
Me neither.
Okay, let me rephrase. For what it was very similar to Scream, but it had a few more twists in it on who it could be.
Oh, okay.
So there were some ideas. There were some ideas on that one. There's so many slashers. But then again, we can't break the supernatural rule, because if that was the case, I would almost say Cordell from Maniac Cop.
Oh, that Maniac movie?
No, there's Maniac.
And then Maniac Cop?
A different one.
Yeah, there's Maniac, and then there's Maniac Cop, which that one is just, oh, God, it's bloody. It is disgusting with the kills. It is awesome.
I think apparently there was the freaking, whatchamacallit, the, that Terrifier one.
That's Supernatural. Supernatural.
Oh,
that's
Supernatural. I thought that was a regular, it's just dude.
No, Art the Clown is like a demon.
Oh, okay. That explains a little bit more.
No, because he comes back and they do everything to kill him. And at the end of the second one, his first victim who's in an insane asylum pretty much gives birth to his head.
Okay.
Oh, it's Supernatural.
Yeah, it's something supernatural, right?
Hmm. All right, so who else we got?
Let's see.
I was going to say we could talk about possibly your next, but that's more like their specific family that they're going after. So
yeah, that's who really. That's the next person I had was your next, because it was your next lady is basically what I mean, technically,
if you really want to get meta with this, every character on The Purge is a slasher during one night a year.
Yeah.
It's a cop-out.
It is.
Believe me, it's a cop-out. But also at the same time, it's one of those things that it's true. For one night a year, they all become slashers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, if that's the case, then you could probably put Carrie as a... because she basically dropped a lot of people.
Carrie had... the power of telekinesis, though.
Yeah. That's the thing. Supernatural, and it was all. She wasn't intentionally killing for killing.
Exactly.
She was humiliated, and her emotions took over.
Yeah.
And she ended up killing everyone because trapped him in the gym.
Yeah. Because I was going to say, because if that's the case, then the only... I don't know if you guys seen Malignant yet.
He would be considered a slasher due to the fact that it isn't supernatural. It's more genetic.
Okay.
It would be considered genetic because it's a weird deformation of twins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's because it's like a medical issue or something like that. So, yeah, no. I had it and I was like, I don't know, because it wasn't something that was supernatural, but just felt like, you know, it's just kind of weird in a sense. But, yeah, I guess that could slide.
So, all right. So, chat, once again, you can always follow us on Facebook, on our Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and a Logical Madness. You can always, of course, like us on TikTok. I mean, thank y'all for following. We're at 170 likes right now. Thank you very much. It's greatly appreciated. If you have any suggestions for upcoming episodes, especially as we build towards Season 8, which will start in 2024, please email us at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. 186 likes. Thank you, everyone. I wish I could see everyone who was posting, but as of right now, my phone is on a tripod pointed towards Miss Sally Stitch and D Twizzle. Unfortunately, y'all will not see my face anytime soon. Maybe a little bit later. Who knows? We'll see what happens. But thank y'all very much for liking our live right now. This is the first time we've done this. It definitely means a lot. Also, you can listen to our show, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass into Logical Madness, on Spotify for Podcasters, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Samsung Podcasts, and many other platforms. So, continuing on with stalkers, I think slashers. We pretty much hit all of our human, slashers.
Slashers.
God damn it.
Dude, I just now realized Jada Pinkett Smith and Omar Epps was in Scream 2.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
She was the first death.
Thank God. I mean, what?
Ooh. Controversy.
Will Smith is probably going to be on my side.
Well, they've been
point.
Separated for apparently 7 years. So.
Yeah.
That was fair in Love and War.
Yeah, sad thing is Tupac still has a hold on that girl. But anyways,
I mean,
we'll talk about that another time.
Tupac. Yeah.
We also have the Prom Night Killer.
Yes, Prom Night.
So you have Prom Night in there.
I never saw that one, but.
What?
Well, I'm trying to go.
There's original and remake.
Yep. Oh. And then there's the sequels and that go sequels with.
The originals. Yep. Yeah. The original. But then, that's.
Then they go into the supernatural aspect with what was that girl's name?
I've only seen the first one.
It was like Betty Sue or something.
But there's Prom Night, April Fool's Day.
Yes.
We gotta talk about April Fool's Day.
Yeah, I never saw that one either. So what's that one about?
So it's like campy 80s slasher movie that turns out to be a horrible April Fool's joke because everyone that got killed didn't really get killed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's a freaking tease.
Yeah, it's a complete tease.
Jeez.
Oh, wait. Sleepaway Camp.
Sleepaway
Camp. Let's talk about the killer from Sleepaway Camp. So, Sally, this is your realm right here for Sleepaway Camp.
What?
Yeah,
you watched it more than I have.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it. Is that like before freaking Jason Voorhees?
So it's actually technically a spoof on Jason.
It's like a spoof.
So no supernatural on this one, but it does have a killer.
It has a killer. It's Angela.
Yeah.
Oh, not Angela.
Angela, who it's this girl. And then at the end, you find out that, surprise, she's not a girl. The mom just likes dressing him up like a girl, and it's the face at the end. Ah!
What?
Yeah. Right now, we're still holding at 186 likes. Thank y'all very much for tuning in for our first live for Cheshire's Place. Look at us in Logical Madness. Look.
It's
at least you didn't have to watch Backwoods.
Backwoods.
Okay, so for those who have never heard of this movie, and a while back in one of our episodes, we actually reviewed and talked about different B to C to D movies, like extremely bad movies. Like, we even did a shark theme movie watch for this.
Oh gosh, the horror.
Yeah, Sharks of the Corn, Ouija Shark, which we still need to find a copy of Ouija Shark 2 to watch and review.
No, I will burn that studio down. I'll never find it.
It's in Canada.
It's gonna be buried right next to the ET Atari game.
Yeah, good luck on that. This shows how old we are, folks. But anyways, for this little experiment, what it is, and folks, this is why we use the off the rail clause. So it starts off with a farmer, a hillbilly, sleeping with a transvestite.
Oh, right.
So somehow the transvestite becomes pregnant and held the baby to term.
Okay.
For over 30 years.
Yeah.
And one day.
Yeah.
Like.
Pregnant 30 years.
Yeah. Got like then decided out of the blue to have birth. And it's a giant man
baby.
And he's extremely smart. But his mom quotes, picks him up and then drops him and turns the baby.
Durr.
Yeah. Fast forward like a couple of days later, a couple of weeks later, these teenagers run over the mom, quote unquote. So now the baby, named Luther, puts on the mom's wig, puts on the mom's dress, and becomes a killer. And goes after all of these kids. Look, folks.
What, does he have like a built-in GPS system? Like, or something?
So he was... And I hate the term that was used to describe him. He was a, we'll just say, a mentally challenged redneck cannibal killer.
Okay.
And like the movie, like you could tell this was extremely bad budgeting. Like this was like a college thesis type movie.
Oh.
Like in the 90s. 186 likes still. Thank you very much. So please drop those likes if you do like the content that you are seeing.
Yeah, if you liked hearing more about murderous redneck people with special needs. Well, special need to kill.
Yeah. So, and also, if you're interested in trying to look for the movie called Backwoods, you can find it on YouTube. Do we want you to find it on YouTube? Not exactly.
Unless you're drunk.
Not even then.
Oh, jeez.
Like, seriously. It's like watching Manos Hands of Fate. Manos Hands of Fate and Manos Returns make Backwoods. Or actually, I should reverse that. Backwoods make these two movies look like Oscar contenders.
Wow. That is saying something.
It's saying a lot. It's saying a lot, my friend. But anyways, let's continue on with some more slashers here. So what do we have on the docket for more slashers?
Let's see. One of the...
Black Christmas.
Yep. Yeah. Black Christmas. Ooh, seeing how we're talking about Black Christmas. Technically, wouldn't Goldberg from the movie Santa Slays be considered a slasher, even though he's supposed to be playing an evil version of Santa Claus?
Well, I mean, that would be like, what's his face? David Harbour playing Santa and
Silent Night, Violent Night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's not really killing people, but he's kind of seeking revenge. But, I guess that wouldn't count. Let's see, what else we got here? Like you said, we did mention Candyman. We did mention the Your Next Lady. We did mention Chucky. How can we forget the serial killer that we all love? Dexter.
Actually, yeah. Dexter is a slasher.
Yep.
I mean, he really is.
Yep. Massive, massive body count.
Yeah.
I mean, he even killed his own sister. Whoops, spoiler alert.
Well, after trying to hook up with her and... They were adopted.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that whole thing.
But it's the books that really carried on.
The books.
There are books. That's the entire series is based off books.
What?
And in the books, his wife actually, like the woman he married, is alive. He teaches his stepkids how to be killers. And they carry it on.
Wow, that's just...
Yeah. It's like insane.
Yeah, no, that's...
And it goes into amazing detail.
Oh, about how they killed them?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Oof. It's a lot of pages.
Yeah, it is.
Feel sorry for that editor.
Actually, they're award winners. Like, honestly.
They're like, put this book on a pedestal. All
right, so we got a couple of more slashers that we're going to, like, mention. And I think we're going to wrap it up for the night.
Yeah, because we got... Well, you know, I feel bad because I never actually saw this movie, but I know, you know, Christian Bale's a hell of an actor.
American Psycho.
Yeah. You ever have that feeling where you just need to kill a lot of people?
With a chainsaw. What?
Every day at work. I mean, what?
Yep. Chainsaw.
Hopefully none of my coworkers are watching this, but if you are, you're not on the list.
The Deadpool
is. It's the best take of a slasher killer movie. That's not really a slasher killer movie.
All right, which one?
Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was thinking about that one,
because
too.
Yeah. They think they're killers, but they're really just awkwardly killing themselves by accident. It's so great.
Whoopsie daisy.
I love that movie.
You know, weird things happen.
Good movie. That's a good movie. And then, dang, I just had it too. Dang it, I forgot. Some people are trying to use Final Destination as a freaking... No, that's just super...
No, that's Supernatural. Wait, what's that one movie with the guy that's blind and he's killing people?
Oh, yeah!
Lights Out.
Yep, Lights Out.
Was it Lights Out?
Yeah.
Is that one and Don't Breathe?
Don't breathe.
Don't breathe. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that one has a sequel, too. That's more of a prequel.
Yeah, that was actually... I'm glad you mean that was a freaking blast from the past. I actually enjoyed that movie. That was a really good one. I know what I was going to say. It was what was it? Dang, I literally just had it. I hate when that happens.
Oh, Sally found something. What'd you find?
I'm just looking at this list, and the name of this movie just made me laugh.
What is it?
Strip Nude for Your Killer.
I'm sorry, what?
Strip Nude for Your Killer?
Strip Nude for Your Killer, number 82.
Oh, my God. Okay, so name the source real quick of that you found that in.
IMDb. Of course, it's IMDb.
Strip Nude for Your Killer.
When a fashion model dies during an abortion, a series of murders begins. Starting with her doctor, the next victims are connected to the modeling agency where she worked. Albatross, run by a hard-edged and jealous bisexual Gisella, married to a Farouk-like dissolute...
Farouk?
One suspect is Carlo, a playboy photographer who has a hot temper and refuses to share information with the police.
Oh my.
He becomes the lover of Magda, another photographer at the agency, who's probably in danger.
Danger,
the murderer wears a black motorcycle outfit and helmet. Will anyone discover the murderer's identity before the entire agency dies?
Sexy.
Yeah, I ain't gonna watch that.
No, that sounds stupid. No, no.
But anyways.
It came out in 1975.
That makes sense.
Yeah,
that
makes sense. One of those old ones.
All right, so D, final one. What you got?
Wolf, the killer from Wolf Creek.
Yes, Wolf. Oh, yeah. How could we forget Wolf Creek?
Wolf Creek is such a freaking good.
Yeah, it is.
I remember watching that in high school. So, but no, that was a heck of a movie. Like, you know, because some of it was based off of, you know, a true story and things like that. But yeah,
right.
I mean, some of the best slasher things are.
Yeah. That is true.
True. True. True.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yep. Definitely for sure. So I mean, there's a lot of good ones out there. There was this one movie I still haven't finished it yet. It's called Ready or Not.
Oh, that one's pretty good too.
But yeah, that one's not a slasher film.
It's not true. A slasher film,
but it's so good.
Yeah, I've seen it twice, like on an airplane. I could just never
get... Well, actually, thinking about it, technically, they could be considered slashers because
they're going after one targeted person.
Yeah, but look at how many years and years they've done this.
It only happens, like...
Whenever there's a marriage or
something. Yeah, and it's not every time. It's not every marriage.
True.
Oh, because some people, I guess, they pass.
Some of them play old maid. They said.
Or a different game. Or
something game. It's only when hide and seek comes up, and that's the only time. So since it's only one person that they're targeting, this one just went nuts because she actually fought back and was awesome.
Technically, wouldn't she be considered the slasher even though she's the hero because of the body count?
No, because she...
I'm trying to find a way to make this work.
She doesn't kill anyone, really.
She just... pushes.
She defends herself.
Okay.
Even the self-defense. Driver that she like basically mutilates to almost death, she doesn't kill him.
Yeah, true.
Just does that. What's that? The Jared Leto Joker thing. I'm not gonna kill you. I'm just gonna hurt you really bad.
We do not talk about Joker Leto here.
But then she doesn't kill them in the end.
Yeah. So true. Okay.
She just wags her finger.
She just watches and better laughs and is like,
"We're getting a marriage is off.
We're getting a divorce."
No, it doesn't happen. She gets to have all of that.
Yeah, true.
She's married into that family. That's all hers now.
Well, true, true. Anyways, folks, thank you very much for tuning in to our first live for Cheshire's Place: A Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. This has definitely been a blast to do. Thank y'all once again for the 186 likes.
Woo! That's awesome for our first go.
It really is. And we'll be doing this a little more often, and we'll try to figure out a way to set up the tripod to get all of us on camera.
Yeah, we got to give them, like, coming attractions. Like, we're going to do one on the Lust List. Oh, we got himbos.
In November, we're going to be talking about himbos and dilfs because, himbos. You know, why not? But our next episode is actually going to be tomorrow, and that one is more self-help, daily affirmations. But we may switch it up just a little bit because we do want to try to make up for not recording these past 3 weeks that we've been on hiatus because, you know, life happens. We've been busy with a lot of outside projects from the show, so... once again, thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. You can find us on Facebook, on the Facebook group page, Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass and Illogical Madness. Of course, being here on TikTok, which, thank you, follow us.
Who would know social media?
Like, if you follow us, we're definitely going to follow you. Thank you for showing the love. If you have any suggestions, comments, or, you know, just want to say hi, you can always email us at CheshireLookingGlass@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much.
Yeah, like freaking dad. Don't forget about Spotify. Please, please, yes. like, and give us the hearts and the views, yes, and the please, comments.
Please, please show us love on Spotify for podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Samsung Podcasts, and many other platforms. Yep. Pretty much, if you find us on Spotify for podcasters, it will link you to all the other groups that we're part of. Yep. So, once again, thank you. Also, thank you to the First Lady of Internet Wonderland, Miss Sally Stitch, for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you.
I feel a little better now.
Thank you. And I'm glad that you're feeling better. And thank you to the Sexual Chocolate of Internet Wonderland, D Twizzle, for joining.
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is a great time. Please come back. Watch more of us. It gets better.
We's crazies.
Yeah, we'll try not to do too much on the... on the corruption of D Twizzle if we're doing more lives. But first, we'll save that for later.
Yeah.
But anyways, this has been another episode of Cheshire's Place, A Looking Glass into Logical Madness. I've been your host, the melodious one, Mr. Cheshire. And just as my namesake, the Cheshire Cat, I am everywhere yet nowhere. Stay tuned for our episode tomorrow, which... we may actually go ahead and be on live for a little bit, so hopefully you'll join us as well. Just remember, drop us some love. If you want to follow us, please feel free to follow us. We'll follow you back. Have a good night. ¶¶